this subject, and I think we all appreciate your service, and I know we'll have several hearings. This is not a goodbye.
You're going to have lots of chance to see me around here for many months.
And that's good, that's good, and we'll take the opportunity to thank you for your years of service. I just wanted to mention that. Secretary, last year at a similar hearing, I mentioned to you that it was unlikely that we were going to be able to reach the targets of the president's budget. And as a matter, it suggested that you needed to go to, was there a plan B in place? There's some thought of if we don't reach this, how are we going to triage, or how are we going to make decisions about where the money ought to be spent? It turned out that that was true. The vote against the president's budget was unanimous, 97-0. 2012 fiscal year. This new budget has been offered. It's unlikely that we'll even debate or vote it. But the majority leader has said it's not going to bring it for a vote, but if it does, I think it'll probably have the same fate. So my question to you is, are you looking at a plan B for FY13 fiscal year? And if not, why not? And if you are, you share that with us either today or in subsequent hearings, or work with us to try to address the fact that the country just simply can't afford to do everything that we would like to do.
Well, as what happened last year, I hope you felt that there was a willingness to work with Congress. Ultimately, it was Congress appropriations that determine what we do and what we get, and with consent of the president. And so I think we will, as the budget process unfolds, we will certainly